There is an interesting, subtle connection our readings make with St. Joseph, which I think explains why God chose him to be the father of Jesus while on earth. In the first reading, we hear God speak to Nathan about this heir who will build a house for himself, for God. And it will be a house that will endure forever. Then in the gospel, the angel tells St. Joseph to not be afraid to take Mary into his home. So there seems to be a connection made between St. Joseph and a home or a house. One in which will be a house for God and one which will endure forever. In fact, a phrase that jumped into my head when I noticed this connection was, where St. Joseph is, home is. This follows through what we know of St. Joseph, that wherever he was, he made a home. We see this in the gospel when he takes Mary into his home in Nazareth. We also see this at the birth of Jesus, when Joseph made a home in the stable. He then made a home for the Holy Family in Egypt when they had to flee from King Herod. So I think one of the reasons God chose Joseph and entrusted to him God's son, Jesus, and his mother Mary, that God knew that Joseph would always provide a home to them. Where Joseph is, home is. But what kind of home does Joseph provide? We get some answers in our gospel, and I think there's actually many examples, but I want to focus on three tonight. First one is that Joseph brings a home, builds a home of prayer. We see this just simply in the effect of the angel appearing to Joseph in the dream. One, it shows that Joseph was able to recognize this dream and this angel as coming from God. So he had to have been a person of prayer to recognize God's voice speaking through this angel through the dream as well. And so Joseph built a home of prayer. Second thing is that Joseph builds a house of peace. As the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid to take Mary into your home." One could say that's an aspect of building a home of courage, but I think it's one also of peace. That St. Joseph, those who were entrusted to him, encountered peace. And the fears and anxieties of the world were nowhere near or welcomed in to the home that he built. So Joseph builds a house of peace. Thirdly, Joseph builds a house of welcome. As he welcomed Mary into his home. So wherever Joseph went, he built a house that was one of prayer, one of peace, and one of welcome. And I like to think that as we, especially here at St. Joseph, strive to imitate our patron, how can we do the same in our own lives, in our own homes? Build homes after the heart of St. Joseph. I often think how beautiful it would be if every home that we had was like a little Nazareth, that throughout the world, wherever we just had all these little homes of Nazareth, houses of prayer, of peace, and of welcome, among many others. To think for ourselves, to be able to consider how can we begin to do that in our own homes? Do we have homes of prayer? Have we cultivated a house that we pray, whether that's before meals or in mornings or in evenings, throughout the entire day? Is our home a house of prayer? Is our house a house of peace? Or is there a lot of strife involved in the house? Is there a lot of anxieties from the outside world that we have welcomed into our home? Or when people walk into our home, do they encounter a peaceful place, a refuge from the anxieties and fears they encounter out in the world? And do we have a house of welcome? Or do we keep our door locked and tightly shut so that only those that, you know, we want can come in? Or is it a place that has where you have open doors to be able to welcome people in, as Joseph welcomed Mary? Now, hopefully, we're striving to do all of this here at St. Joseph Parish ourselves. That hopefully here at St. Joseph, we are striving to be a parish, a spiritual home of prayer, of peace, and of welcome. I think in my short time here, just under a year, that's most certainly true. Part of what made me pick out these three is because I think that's what we do here at St. Joseph so incredibly well. And so hopefully we can come here to be able to experience and learn from our patron of how to not only continue to build up this parish as a home after St. Joseph's heart, but to be able to carry that heart, that home, and create one in our own home. One so that whenever anyone walks into our doors, no matter whether it's here at the parish or in our own home, they encounter a place of prayer, peace, and welcome. They encounter a home after the spirit of St. Joseph. Because after all, where St. Joseph is, there is home.